Hey, you. How are you?
Hey, Wade. It's Gail over at Local Splash.
I know it is. I know it is. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about getting together with you. I had some questions I wanted to ask.
All right. Well, I do have one to start with, though. How was your party?
It was good. It was really good. We got tipsy and listened to some electronic music, and we had a blast.
Yeah. Nice. I'm glad to hear
it. It was fun.
Right.
Thank you for asking.
Good. You bet. I wondered about you over the weekend, too. Actually, I wondered about you Saturday morning if you were hungover.
Well, just seeing you. I was a little hungover, yeah, because I had a few extra beverages, but nothing crazy.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Call me Phoebe.
So, how's everything else going?
Good. Really good. Off to a good start this morning. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and all of that.
Wow. That's hard to be positive on Monday morning. What's your secret?
You know, I love my job.
Oh,
okay. Right. No, I just love my job, and
that's rare. Really,
I like being able to help small businesses.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's the secret.
Well, you're pretty good at what you do because you were not very salesman-y, which I like.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like
more
being,
like a,
I don't like coming up as salesman-y. So.
No, you weren't. You didn't at all, actually.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what questions do you have, Wade?
I wanted to ask about, you said we could do $250 a month, and I can take advantage of the 4th of July.
Yes,
sir. And you said it takes 6 months before I start seeing any differences?
Nope. So, that's industry standard. Industry standard is 3 to 6. We actually cut that in half. It only takes us 45 days.
You can get that if you need to. You can get that if you need to.
Oh, no. That's all good. I'm good.
Okay.
I didn't even hear it go off, honestly. Until you
right. I have OCD. I apologize.
Ignore everything except use on my phone mode. So
mode. I like it.
Whatever
Focus.
Else is
Focus.
Going on around, it's irrelevant.
I like it. And you're in Colorado right now?
Yes.
Wow, that's beautiful. I went over there a couple times. I went to Mount Zion in Utah.
Oh, that's a nice place
beautiful.
I've heard. I've never been, but that's
unbelievable.
Yeah. Sounds
They thought
gorgeous.
It was heaven. The pilgrims at the time that went there thought it was heaven.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Pretty neat
Very
place.
Cool.
Colorado's gorgeous. I want to go to vacation
is.
There, but it's gotten pretty expensive.
Well, you know, I don't know where to go to vacation anymore. We moved here from Wisconsin back in 06. Okay, yeah, you got that.
Oh, yeah, you got a strong one. You got the Brett Favre.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, well. So,
my other question. My website. I'm able to keep my website, or do you want to build another one that goes over it?
We can keep it, or we can rebuild it. So we don't build websites for the general public. We only build them for our partners. When we do, from the get-go, we make sure that they're Google compliant and optimized, really everything you need to get you off the first page. I mean, after all the other programming that we do, too, but that definitely helps, having it compliant and optimized. So if you don't mind, I would recommend letting us rebuild it. That way, it gets everything it needs right off the bat.
Well, what about those people that I've been working with, and they've been giving me work, and they're like friends of the family, and how do we handle that?
Oh, you mean, like that have your website address?
Yeah, they're hosting. Does that matter?
Oh,
if I come to them and I say that your website building skills suck and this other lady's going to take over, are they going to be offended?
I guess I wouldn't do it that way. I would say, you know, I've got this opportunity to have it Google compliant and optimized. What you did looks
that
great.
Sense?
And truly, it does. I mean, I'm
oh,
looking at it right now, and it looks good.
Check our tools. Okay, that sounds like a good approach. Are you going to contact them and let them know that we're going to be working with them, or should I prep them, or what?
Normally, that would fall to you, but
Okay.
I'm happy to talk. Okay. Yeah. And
then,
how do you
proceed?
With which? Website or the whole works?
Contacting them and changing everything, and you know, you don't have to work with them.
Yep, absolutely. So that'll be my tech talking to your tech to do that.
Okay, good.
And then we'll put it sure. on the same domain, so you don't have to have a domain change. You don't
okay,
have
good.
To change any advertising. Or...
Good.
Yeah.
Some of that in place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can do that. What other questions have you got?
Let me give you his info.
Sorry, what was that?
Let me give you his info.
Okay, I'm ready.
His name is Chris Edwards.
Okay.
Let me get to it. Wow, I have a lot of Chris's in here. Huh. Wow.
I have that problem when I get into my phone, too.
I have 3,800 contacts, so it's turned into a little...
You know, I never delete anybody from my phone.
I know. I got the same problem. I'm a contact hoarder.
Yep. Well, you know, 10 years down the road, you might need them or, you know, want to know who they are at least.
Yeah, I've already, and my stuff is like Chris website, Chris elevator, Chris techno DJ, Chris car mechanic, you know.
Sounds about right.
The name of this company is called Elyk Innovations. It's E-L-Y-K.
Ah, okay.
It's just tied backwards.
Okay. Communication.
That's fun. Elyk Innovations, I-N-N.
Oh, Innovations.
Yeah, they do all kinds. That's okay. They do all kinds of different stuff from website creation to SEO to product launching. And check out their website.
Got it.
His
perfect.
Name is Chris Edwards.
Okay.
And his number is 904.
Uh-huh.
758.
Did you say 758? Oh, you faded way out on me, Wade. I can't hear you. Now I can hear you. So I got 904, and then you cut out.
998.
998, okay.
1935.
Got it. Perfect. I will put a note in there for our text. All right. Other questions?
You got my website address, right? AAA.
Yep, got it right up on my screen. Looking at it right now. Gathering your
perfect.
Services so I can get you set up.
Yep, and my services that I want to advertise for?
Mm-hmm.
Interior painting, exterior painting, popcorn removals, and flooring. And I'd like to use carpentry.
Oh.
It's not too much of a thing, but.
No, not at all. We can add that for sure. So interior. How about custom painting? Do you still want that on
yes,
there?
Yes, definitely custom painter.
Okay, faux finishing, cabinet. Oh, I got cabinet 30 exterior.
Cabinet
waterproofing
as well.
Okay.
Yes, I do waterproofing.
Perfect. I'm grabbing all of your services right off
okay.
your website so that I can put those.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, he left. I didn't realize his truck was there. I was like, where's Oscar? He must have changed. He missed took her car and left his truck. Y'all have a good day.
With
I'll talk to you this afternoon. Thank you.
Sounds about like me this morning.
Oh yeah, it's busy. Mondays are always real busy for us.
Yeah. I got like five different people going, need this, what do you got with that?
Yeah,
exactly.
What's going on with AAA? What's going on with Double B? Yeah.
what's Double D?
I don't know, just, you know, somebody, what's going on with Tony from Accuracy Painting and
Oh, gotcha.
Professional trim and
Gotcha.
Are you hungry or no? You need
Any other questions, Wade? That's okay.
Let's see, 90 days get going. Oh, how many?
No.
How many?
Nope. About 40, 45 days. You'll start seeing results.
About the 90. Okay.
Nope. And then 45.
You saw me between a month and a half to 3 months, right?
No, 30 to 45 days.
Oh, good. I like that already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't let grass grow under our feet.
Right. How many categories total can I pick?
So we'll use all of your services as keywords so that you pop on all of them. Yeah.
Okay,
so
go
ahead.
I was going to say, I do luxury vinyl plank.
Oh, nice. I'm going to write that in there.
And they call it LVP, so they'll use the acronym LVP when they Google search.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Engineered hardwood installation.
Okay.
And then I also do switchboard refinishing.
Hardwood installation. And then refinishing of what was it again?
Wood floor refinishing.
Ah, got it. Okay.
And then
nice.
Tile. I also do ceramic tile.
Okay.
And under that, showers and backsplash. And also custom showers.
What was that last one? You broke up just a little bit.
I do custom showers and backsplashes.
Gotcha. Custom showers.
Those are three counts.
All right. Perfect. I've got all those for keywords for you. Okay. Let me grab a couple.
What about cabinet painting?
Cabinet painting. Let me see. So here's what I've got. Painting, interior painting, custom painting, exterior painting, faux finishing, waterproofing, popcorn removal, flooring, carpentry, luxury vinyl plank, LVP flooring, engineered hardwood installation, wood floor refinishing, ceramic tile, shower tile, backsplash tile, custom showers, and you said cabinet painting. I missed that one. How did I miss that?
Kitchen backsplashes.
Ah, I like that.
And when you said something wood installation, what did you call it?
Back up to that one. Wood floor refinishing, that's not it. Engineered hardwood installation.
You got it.
Awesome.
All engineered hardwood floors.
Okay, I'll put that too. Alright.
We also got trim and doors.
Trim and doors.
Yep. Like base molding and shoe molding kind of thing.
Gotcha. All right. Got them. Trim and doors have been added. All right. Let me grab a couple more screens here, and we'll go through them and get all the info we need and get y'all set up. That one and that one. So I'll check and I'll double check quite a few things as we go. So I've got your name. What's that?
I got one. Drywall repairs.
Good one.
Yep. And ceiling remodeling or ceiling repairs or just the word ceiling.
We can do that too. I'm going to do ceiling repairs and just ceilings.
Good. That's perfect.
And then I'm trying to find another way. If you say popcorn ceiling removal, and maybe I'll say that anyway, it almost sounds like you're going to come in and demo my whole ceiling out, which isn't the case. I know what you're doing, but
popcorn texture removal.
There you go.
I think the most searched. Do you ever do an index and find out the most searched words?
Yes.
Because a lot of people will search for popcorn removal.
Okay.
And then they'll, of course, put popcorn removal jacks, or JAX is a popular sub acronym for the word Jacksonville, because Jacksonville
Gotcha. And do they use JAX or JACKS? JAX. Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Popcorn removal jacks, interior painting jacks.
All right.
And sometimes the pop-up menu, the drop-down menu will pop up, and when you click JA, it comes up with Jacksonville, so they'll go down and click Jacksonville.
Makes it easy for them.
Yeah, this is good. People go start spelling it, and they miss the S or the B, and then what's cool about Google now is it does auto-correction, where it says, we think you meant Jacksonville, so here's those results.
Yep, isn't that nice? I mean, sometimes.
Back in the day, you were stuck. If you were looking at Jacksonville, it would have no results found. And you're like, hold on a minute, there's got to be someone to take down popcorn ceiling. That's the fucking answer there, Joey.
Yep, exactly. Good one. That's hard to find, too. Not a lot of people do that. That's one of the boogers that people don't like to mess with.
Yeah, they're lazy now. People are really, really lazy.
Seriously, you nailed that. Find that all over the place.
Did all the screws go in the other one? I heard all the screws. He apologized to her. We're all good now. He realized we got a painter that's a real jerk. He yelled at a new lady today. He was like way more experienced than him.
Nice.
His first day as the boss.
Wow.
Yeah, she wanted to know what color we were working in. He snapped at her. How are you going to be a crew leader on your first day and then yell at people?
Yeah, that wasn't even a yellable offense. I mean, I could see, if she was about to shoot herself in the foot with a handgun or something, then maybe, but wow.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not going to be a cool man. We're taking him out of the leader position later today. I got a feeling like he'll just bounce from the whole company.
Yeah, probably.
He's got the ego over the top.
Oh, great.
I asked him, do you want to be the leader or not? And he said, no, I've been here longest. So he accepted the position and then dropped the ball.
Oh, wow.
You can't treat people like shit and expect them not to be stinky.
Right? I love that.
Yeah.
I love that analogy.
Old drywall guy taught me that.
Yeah. I'm going to use that.
Blowers. He calls people like that steam blowers. They just want to blow off steam from their life and like from their guilt. And they just use you to blow the steam. They're steam blowers.
Yeah, you happen to be right in front of them at the time.
Yeah, and they're taking out every frustration they ever had on you.
Yeah.
And not going to college and not staying out of jail and not keeping his wife and everything just unfolds right on you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Construction workers 101. You got to get into construction business. It's lots of fun.
Well, actually, before I came here, I owned a remodeling company out here in Colorado.
You know them.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Central.
Yep. I've seen a lot of it. I probably haven't seen all of it, but yeah, definitely. Okay, so Wade, I've got, first and last, Wade Tiller. On your credit card, is there a middle initial?
Actually, to be honest with you, my first name is Barney.
Okay. And is that how it appears on your card?
It is. That's the reason I'm telling you.
Okay. No worries.
There's two things we can put. We can either put AAA, all caps, advanced, all caps, or we can put the name Barney Tiller. Both of those work.
Okay, so Barney Tiller and AA Advanced is on the card?
Well, this is an either-or situation. You can either put AAA Advanced all caps, or you can put Barney Tiller all caps.
Gotcha. Well, I've got a slot for first and last name and company for the card info, so I'll do that and hop back over. I'm going to leave your name for our contact info as Wade. That way.
Please,
I think that's it. Yeah, I figured there's probably a reason.
Yeah, nobody wants to
be. And I was going to pop on your website and see if I can hit. Now, email to get to you, is that going to be info@AAAResidentialRehab.com?
No, that goes to the website, people. My email is W as in Wade, and then Tiller, my last name, Tiller with a T, and then 007.
007? At Yahoo.
And I also have wtiller007@gmail and wtiller007@outlook.
My gosh.
I try to get them all so that nobody can get them. There's only one other Wade Tiller, and he lives in Queensland, Australia. He's a graphic designer.
Oh, wow. I suppose it seems like everybody's got a name doppelganger, at least.
Right. There's a bunch of Barneys, but there's no Barney Tiller.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, there's
okay,
a Barney Tillman, but no Tiller.
Gotcha. So I'm sending you two emails, Wade. The first one is informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have an area you can log in, see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, add and subtract keywords, upload photos if you want to. So that one should be in your inbox already. And then the second one is the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have all of that in writing. And then phone number, obviously your cell, 904-654-4934. And then is that's also your business line?
It is. Yeah, that's the only phone number I use.
Perfect. And then, let's see, let me update that. And then I'm going to blow you up with some text messages.
Okay.
And so first
you can
one
leave my
is,
number on the slash is going to be my actual phone number, right?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Because I hate that double number thing.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. So my direct contact info is on the way to you on text. That way you can have me in your phone. If you have problems or questions, let me know. I'm the dog you want on that bone.
Oh,
promise
nice.
You.
I like that. I'm the dog you want on that bone.
that's a Gale original. That's my original. Yeah, it is.
That's a good
and
one.
Then second one is customer service. And then third one is a short YouTube on the dashboard and analytics for you.
Before I give you my credit card number, how do I know you actually work for Splash?
How do you know? Well, we can hang up and you can call me back through our phone system and you'll hear it.
Well, that's pretty simple to set up for somebody scamming. How could I know for sure, other than you telling me, that you work with local Splash?
I can send you a picture of me with my local. I can send you a picture of me with my local Splash T-shirt. I suppose. You know, what were you going
to
say?
That's pretty simple to make. That's pretty simple.
I know. I know.
Can
I'm
call
joking.
This customer service and can I call this customer service and then ask them, is Gail from Colorado a real person?
Yeah, you sure can. I would give them my last name also, but yes, you can do that.
Gail. What is the last name?
Oh, yeah, you need to know that. Buskey.
Was that John Denver on the ringtone?
That was my, I work from home. That was my husband's phone ringing. That was,
was that John Denver?
Peanuts. Nope, that was the Peanuts theme.
Neat.
Yep. So,
what
yeah,
he, do, well?
He is a home inspector.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Neat. So, last name is Busky, not a car key, but a bus key.
Busky?
Busky. Not a car key, but a bus key.
Oh, bus key. Nice. I like
yep.
how you,
you got that. It. You got it.
Is it spelled just like that? B-U-S-K-E-Y?
Everything except the Y.
Oh, it's just the E.
Yep.
That must be Dutch or German.
Jim. Our last name. It's not German. It's Swedish.
Yeah, Swedish. There you go. I knew it was something. That's awesome.
So, did you want to call customer service?
Yeah, let me call him real quick. Gail Busky
okay.
from Colorado.
Yep. So
okay.
I'll disconnect.
They'll confirm that your extension is 4287 and all that?
Yes, they will.
How long have you been with Local Sweat?
Since March.
Oh, so you're a freshie.
Basically, yeah. I actually, so they did the SEO for my construction company. They were actually the only company that did what they said they were going to do out of four attempts.
Oh.
I had used
yeah,
three
I've
different
had a couple
companies.
Of attempts too.
Oh man, these guys are the only one that did what they said they were going to do. So when I retired from construction and needed a day job, I came and talked to these folks because we specialize local slash specializes in working with people in the trades and construction related companies. So it was a good fit for me and I could keep working with my people. I grew up construction. My dad was an electrician, so was his brother, so was his dad. And I've got cousins and brothers and sisters in, roofing, carpentry. Got one that's a GC in Wisconsin. Just a little bit of everything. So I didn't know anything else growing up. This was the only world that existed.
Busky Builder.
What's that? There you go. That would have been a good name.
Yeah.
All right, Wade. Well, I'll let you dial into customer service, and I'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
I got to go into a job and check on some stuff and talk to a person. So can you call me back at 11:30 my time, which is 35 minutes?
Well, if we can finish your setup, because I got you half done already, that would be awesome. Then I don't have to leave half done.
I gotta go into this thing. It's gonna take me about 20 minutes, Gail.
Okay.
Plus, I gotta call customer service.
Yeah, you do. Do you have 5 minutes? We're pretty close.
How am I gonna verify?
Yeah,
I'm gonna verify. So, if you gotta rush me, I'm gonna feel like you really don't want me to call customer service.
Yeah, no. Go ahead. Do your meeting. Do your little 20-minute thing. Call customer service. Come back to
Perfect.
Me. I'll save this. I'll leave it half done. It'll kill me because I don't like half done.
I know it. Okay.
But I'll leave it half done for now. Just for you.
Okay, cool. Thank you for your flexibility. I know. Thank you for your flexibility. I appreciate that.
No problem. We'll talk to you in a little bit, Wade.
Thanks again, Gail.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.